Now, the rest of the story. In any high school, there's one jock who is so good with his fists that he never has to use them. Lean, powerful, lightning-like reflexes, and yet good grades are as bewildering to him as his athletic prowess is to others. Well, many years ago at Midwood High in New York, this prototypical character went by the name of Al Konigsberg. When was it? Freshman year. Al strolled over to the baseball diamond after school to watch the team practice. At first, the others paid little attention, but after a while, somebody asked if he'd like to try out. Al smiled, said nothing, picked up a bat, approached home plate. The youthful pitcher grinned at this apparent overconfidence, wound up for his most devastating fastball. Al's muscles tensed, the ball was released. A split second later, the bat cracked against it and sent the ball sailing over the left field fence. And it went on like that all afternoon. The team's coach just shook his head as they tested Al in every position. He could run bases like the wind, shag grounders, and whip them out like a machine. There seemed no limit to what Al could do. Combining power and speed with a fantastic coordination, he wouldn't stop with baseball. There was a whole world of sports that Al was free to explore. Al's was a daily pilgrimage to the playing field or to the gymnasium. But meanwhile, Al's parents were making another frequent pilgrimage to the principal's office. No, Al had not improved in his academic courses. The boy's grades ranged from below average to way below average, the principal explained. Perhaps if he could just get his mind off sports for a while, but that was the hard part, getting Al's mind off sports. Imagine the commotion in the Konigsberg household when Al announced he was going to try out for the Golden Gloves. Explained that his high school athletic coach's enthusiasm for his future as a boxer had led him to want to whip the pants off every challenger at Midwood High. Well, that's when Mom put her foot down. Her son was not going to be a boxer, nor was she going to be the mother of some musclehead dunce who lived only to get his face bashed in. Al was, on the other hand, going to forget about this foolishness. He was going to buckle down. He was going to graduate high school. He was going to attend college, whether he liked it or not. Well, poor Al. He did his best to please his folks. He did give up boxing. He did manage to scrape through high school. He did enter college, even though failing grades would put a bachelor's degree beyond his reach. And surely Al's athletic coaches were dismayed to watch a natural talent fall by the wayside. For in the choice between academics and athletics, Al had abandoned something that he could do so well. And thus it is that you know Al Konigsberg. Oh, yes, you know him. Not as an athlete, not as a scholar. No, you see, that youthful obsession with sports, that general apathy toward textbooks, had cloaked a brilliance which could not register on a report card. Today, Al's image is completely contrary to the one you've just heard. Perhaps in part because once upon a time, his admonishing parents recognized a potential that not even he could see. The baseball diamond, maybe the boxing ring, certainly lost Al Konigsberg. But the performing arts gained a superstar of the first magnitude, a writer and a comedian who, through 3 decades of comedy, has characterized himself as the classic 97-pound weakling. Alan Stewart Konigsberg, whom you know as Woody Allen. Only now, you know the rest of the story.